Okay, today is Daf Chaf Gimel. We're on Chaf Gimel, third line from the top, Itmar, and we'll learn today's shir for Refuah Shleima for Shoshana Basia Bat Brachah of Devorah. Okay, ready? Itmar. Komet de Minchas Kote, if you have a kmita of a Minchas Kote, that's a mincha to someone who did an aveira, like eating swore falsely, or he was tame and he went to the mikdash. So these people have to bring a carbon ol viori, right? If they can't afford more expensive, they bring a mincha. Now, what happened if shishmeno, and you added oil to the carbon? So Rav Yochanan Amar Puzzle, Rishalakulus Amar, Rav Yochanan does puzzle. Now they have oil. These people don't have oil. Oil is considered like a hider, like a beautiful thing. And you did an aveira. You don't bring oil for that. So Rav Yochanan says if you did put oil in, it's puzzle. Rishalakulus Amar. Not only is it not puzzle, who atmo meshach shecho v'shiri halug umalehu. He himself, it's preferable, it's advisable that the person who's bringing the carbon should take some of the oil from the leftover log and shmir it, and it's even better. It's even the best thing in the world, right? Rashi Tosfos says on the side right here, pirush lug shel menachos shenitosar. Use, we need oil from. Use oil from a different carbon. Well, you know, take a swipe of oil from some other carbon and put it onto this carbon minchas kotei. Vim tomar patnam bepirkin Hashem and miyatu ma'akev et rubo. V'yesh lomar shlonit natorah l'malchi asharis. You hear this? What's the question? The question is, patnam, we're going to learn later that Hashem and miyato ma'akev et rubo. A miyat of the shemen is in ma'akev et rubo. How can you take a little piece of oil, a little of oil for someone else's carbon, you're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to have a situation where there's no oil. How is it leftover oil? Take it from someone else. It also says the Torah wasn't given to angels. What are you supposed to do? Right? The efshar shlo yishar belog min Hashem. It's impossible. There won't be leftover oil in the bowl. In another bowl. Oil's thick. How are you supposed to get all the oil out of the bowl? How are you supposed to do that? So it wasn't given to... It's impossible. Interesting, no? What? Problem is, you have to use all the oil. You can't have leftover oil. If you have leftover oil, the whole mess is ruined. Now, where do you get other oil? So where does a guy who doesn't drink oil supposed to get oil from? The answer is... It's not what Tosa said. Pirish log shel menachos. Shini Tosa. Use leftover oil from someone else. How on earth is that possible? There is no leftover oil. I'll add it. The answer is, Torah wasn't given to Malachim. That's a very interesting concept, no? And no one seems to bother with that, right? Right? Chazanish explains, you go to the bowl, off the sides of the bowl. In the bottom of the bowl, you can get that out. How are you getting out the side? Without washing out that bowl, how are you getting oil? It's impossible. What? Exactly. Right. Right? For right, exactly. According to Shlokish, yes. According to Yosef, you're not allowed to do that. So, how could you use someone else's oil? So, the Sheet of the Kabbalah answer is, use the oil from someone else's, from the Torah. From the Torah. The leftover oil from the Torah is allowed to be eaten. So that, the Torah, by the way, said about a bit of oil from my carbon meant a little bit of oil. There is no leftover. That's the whole point. No leftovers. But only by Matoro. Anyway, I booked it. You're not allowed to put oil on. You're not allowed to. As a matter of fact, I saw Lavona last night. Yeah, Frank is then. It doesn't, it's nothing. It's just but the first song. What? Right. The first song, if you put it on cold, it smells very good. Anyway, you're not allowed to put shemen or lavona on a carbon minchas katas. How on earth did Rishlakish say it's okay? Not only is it okay, it's preferable. The Gemara answers, "Hahu shliyikvah lo shemen kivah kavruse." What that means is you can't put oil on like with a set procedure like you do by every other carbon minchas. However, you put a little bit of oil at the end, absolutely you should. Right? What it means is you can't have a kavua. Like every other carbon, it's kavua. There's oil, there's flour, you mix it, you put a whole procedure. That you don't do. None of that stuff. But to have a little bit of oil, nothing wrong with that. Eish, Rabbi Yochanan, Lever Shlakish. Wait a minute. We have a braisa that says as follows. Charev. Charev means a dry mincha. Shenis Arev, Babol, Babolol. It gets mixed up with a wet mincha, meaning a mincha with yes oil. Yakriv, you can be makriv then. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, lo yakriv, you can't. My love, doesn't that mean that a komet is a minchas chote? That a komet of a minchas chote, he arev, the komet, the minchas nedava? Isn't that a situation where a mincha that doesn't have any oil got mixed up with a mincha that does have oil, right? And what Rabbi Yehuda hold, right? And Rabbi Yehuda held, you can't bring it, right? By the way, even the Chachamim who said you can bring it, that's only because we learned already that an olim can't be mevatel each other, right? And the shemen that's in the charev could really be used for the bol, right? But if you take a komet of minchas chote by itself, which has no mincha that shayach from a different mincha, the Chachamim would agree it's pasul. So Rosh Lakish, how on earth can you hold this kasha? So Rosh Lakish answers. No. Minchas parim ve'elim v'minchas kvasim. The mincha of a parah and an ayil got mixed up with the mincha of a kevah. Each carbon had oil brought. Yes. Each the nesachim that were brought with a parah. Nothing to do with oil. We're talking about now the nesachim, the wine of a parah and an ayil got mixed up with the wine of a kevah. And since each animal brings a different amount of wine, then the one that brings less wine, Lagabe, the one that brings greater wine, is called dry and wet. They're both wet. They're both wine. But since one has a lot more wine, right? One has a lot more wine, it's called wet. One that has little wine is called dry. So the Gemara says, Baba had your katandula. That says black and white, that same brisa. Minchas parim ve'elim, the minchas kvasim. It says, minchas parim ve'elim, Minchas Kvasim, Becherv, Sheres Arev, Bevalel, Yakriv, Yehudom Alo Yakriv. How could you tell me it's the same case? It's written out twice. So the Gemara answers now, Perushe Kamafarish Law. It's explaining itself. Look at Rashi, Perushe Kamafarish, Bechri Kamar, Minchas Parim, Bishal Kvasim, Minchas Parim, Bishal Kvasim, Dahainu, Chorev, Sheres Arev, Bevalel, right? The Beluin, Zemizeh, Afilu Hachi, Lorban and Yakriv, the Rabbanan say it's no problem. The Ain Oled Mevatlo Zezeh. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Lo Yakov Dsheino Mino Grab Alav Mevatlo. Okay, so that's all he meant to say. So don't cast our Shlakish. Boy Rava Komet Shemitza Shmeino Al Gabi Eitim Mahu. You took the flour. Komet is made up of flour and oil. You took the oil. You squeeze the oil out of the mincha, put it on the etzim, then you put the komet, the flour, on the etzim also. So is that considered a valid mincha? Right? Is that considered a valid mincha? Chibure olin ka'olin dami? Are they considered connected? Oh, lav ka'olin dami. Or are they not considered connected? Amr le ravin l'ravashi, lav ha'yot d'ryochan v'r shlokish. This is an old makhloket. Let's say you take out a limb. It doesn't have a kezayis of meat on it. The etzem mashlimo the kezayis, and the etzem, the bone itself, it gives you the kezayis. It takes you over the line, and it gives you a kezayis. So Rabbi Yochanan amar chayit for yotze. Rish Lakish amar pater. Rabbi Yochanan says you're chayit for yotze. Rish Lakish says you're pater. Rabbi Yochanan amar chayit. He says you're chayit. Why? Chiburi olin ko olin double. Why? It's all one big piece. And Rabbi Yochanan, Rosh Lakish and Pater, Hebrew Olam, Lavka Olam Dami. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, if you did a mincha in a very strange way like that, you squeezed out the oil, then put the flour, the oil separately, he would hold as a valid mincha. Why? Because they combine. And Rosh Lakish would say, they don't combine. Why? Because like a yote, meat and bone doesn't combine. So the Gemara says, no. Tibayel Rabbi Yochanan, and Tibayel Rosh Lakish. Now according to both of them, it's a kasha. Tibayel Rabbi Yochanan, Ad Kain Lokom Rabbi Yochanan Hatsam. When did Rabbi Yochanan say his din? By bone and by meat. Ella, the etzem, the mina, the basarhu. It's the same min. And basar and bone, it's the same animal. Same animal. Avalha, dilma, mina, de kome tulo. Here, oil and kome tulo, do with each other. Therefore, maybe Rabbi Yochanan would say, they do not combine. Oh, Delma, Afilu, Rish Lakish, even according to Rish Lakish, Lo Ka'amar. Ella Be'etem, when did he say it's did by a bone? Davar Mifrishu. It's something that is separated. The Mafrish, Lav Mitzvah Lahadure. Let's say the bone is on the Mitzvah, and for some reason it flies off, there's no Mitzvah to return it. So therefore, it's not really the same min as meat. Why? It doesn't have to be returned. Aval Shemen, the Lav Bar Mifrishu. Oil is not something that's distinct and separate. Look, I mean, it's din from the kmita low. Therefore, even Rish Lakish would agree that it can combine odil maloshna, or maybe it's not different. And the answer is teku. Okay. Next. Okay. Next Mishnah. Okay. Says the Mishnah. Shtei Menachos, two minchas, Shalom Nik Mitzu. If they were not, Kmitza was not done on either one. Was not done on either one. Okay? Vinis Aravu Zubitzu, and they got mixed up. Okay? I brought a mincha, you brought a mincha. Somehow they got into the same bowl, and there's no Kmitza done. Somehow. Now, the Gemara assumes next. We'll get to the story of, are they touching each other? That we'll get to in the Gemara. Okay? Are they touching each other? There's a huge bowl, one's on this side of the bowl, and one's on that side of the bowl, they're not even touching each other. So, says the Mishnah, Im yachal litmot mizu b'fnei atmo. Mizu b'fnei atmo, sherus. If each person, each mincha, the kemitah can be done without any tarovet between the two, kosher. V'im lav, and if not, psulos, it's puzzle. That's the simple one. Right. We're going to get to it. Are they touching each other? We're going to get to that in the Gemara. Okay? Good? That was the first case, easy. Next case, not so easy. Comets, you have a comet. What happens to a comet? A comet gets burnt on the Mizbeah. Shenis Arev, the Mincha, Shalom Nikmitza. That got mixed up with a Mincha that the Kemitza wasn't done yet. So a Mincha that the Kemitza wasn't done yet has two components in there. It has a component that's supposed to be burnt, and it has a component that's supposed to be eaten. So, lo yakdir, don't put that up on the mizbeah. Why not? Because you're putting up too much. Most of that's not supposed to go up there. The im yakdir, the im hikdir, and if you did that, zu shenikvitza aleha lebailim. The one, the part, the mincha, the kmita that was already done, that guy, that was a good mincha for him. The zuz shlo nikmita, and the guy who didn't have it, lo al levayla. That didn't work. Why? Why didn't it work? No kmita was done, right? Good. Case number three. Vizarev kumta bishireha. Let's say the kmita got mixed up with its own leftover. It fell back into the same bowl. Right? Oh, or Bishireh Shal Chaverta, or got mixed up with the Shayot someone else's, it doesn't make a difference. Lo Yakdir. Again, don't do that. Don't be back to that. The Imhikdir, all of the violence. But if you did it, it works. The whole blob, right. Right. Okay? And why is that a problem during the Shemayim? Right, so the whole discussion, if you did that, is it an usher to do that? Right. So that's what, b'di'evit, we said it's fine. B'di'evit, we said it was all fine. But what the question, what's the problem? There's a whole machlokes we've shown what the problem is. Rashi's mashma, it's just not necessary. Others are even more strict. No, it's puzzle, it's usher. It runs again. We're not going to discuss that at all. We're going to discuss the whole thing now. Amar Rav Chisda, right? You ready for this? Nevela betela b'shchuta. Nevela becomes bottle in shchita meat. Okay, look at Rashi. A lot of Rashi today. Rashi is going to be the best. Nevela betela b'shchuta. We have a din that if you have three pieces of meat and two are kosher and one's not kosher, what's the halacha? Halacha is batel beru. Right? Assuming that they all look the same. You can't tell the difference. Three hot dogs, they look exactly the same. Right? One you know for sure is trait. Right? And the other two are kosher. The halacha is that all three are kosher. Can you eat all three? That's the machlokas we've shown. But all three are kosher. Can one person eat all three? That's the machlokas. Some say yes. Right? We today, there are maholes, you take one away. Min HaTorah, simple, all three are kosher. So look at Rashi. Im yeshtei chatichos shchuta. You have two pieces of kosher meat. The achas nevela, and one piece of nevela meat. The eni yedea ezehu, but ezehu, the eni yedea ezehu batla behem. You don't know where it is, you don't know where any of them. Now, the halacha is, by the way, that nevela meat is tamei. Okay? So, im naga ba'achas achatichos, if you touch one of the meat, ain't a tummy. You don't become tummy. So, aminan, because we say, shchutahi. Go for sarov. Make sense? Right? What if you're carrying all three on a plate? So, there's a whole discussion about that. There's a big machlokas about that. You can't eat all three. Min HaTorah, don't question about it. What? The machlok is if you can eat all three at one time. You're going to make a big sandwich, like all three at one time. That's like carrying all three on a plate. That's a big, I don't know. What? No, you don't become tummy. You don't become tummy. No, but it's batel berov. It's batel berov. That's the question. What does it mean, batel? What does batel berov do? Does it turn it into kosher? Or does it just make it not off there? We're getting off topic. We're not going to talk about that. Correct. It isn't part of that Rashi. Correct. Now, but that's not the reason. This is a different thing now. A whole different thing now with Rove. She'i efsha l'shchuta sh'ta'asa nevela. It's impossible for shchuta to turn into nevela. It's impossible. Rashi. Therefore, it's min be'eino mino. And what's the din of min be'eino mino? Who batel divrei hakol. Everyone holds it's batel. Why is it min be'eino mino? It's both meat. The answer is because shechita meat can never become a nevela. Can't happen. It's impossible. How can nevela become shechita? We'll get to that in a second. Okay? V'shchuta eino betela b'nevela. But shchita meat does not become batel in nevela meat. Next Rashi. Why? In yesh shtei chatichos nevela. If you have two pieces of nevela meat, ba'achas shchuta b'nehem, and one piece of kosher meat, eino betela. The kosher meat doesn't become batel. Okay? The im naga achas mehen betruma, and if truma touches one of the pieces of meat, ena nisrefes aleha, it doesn't get burnt. Ella, tolin, you hang, you wait. Shema zuhi ashchuta, maybe it's the kosher one, right? Shidin Mekubetz explains, why the kosher one? Why, what about rove? So he says because since it's not buckle, it's as if it's 50-50. And if it's 50-50, because it's kavua, so therefore it's tola, it's a suffix. Okay? Again, that's not our issue. Why is it true? She'efshar nevela sh'diyase shchuta. Because nevela could turn into kosher meat. That's not possible. D'luchi mitzricha, because when it spoils, when the meat spoils, parcha tomasa, the tuma leaves. You're never going to be able to eat this meat. From nevela. It's never going to be mutter to eat. But the tumor will go away at one point. When? When it's spoiled. Not pickle it. It's already shed. Pickle it. Okay, so you didn't pickle it. You let it. You ruined. It's ruined meat. It's never going to be edible. It's going to be like shechita meat in one respect. What respect is that? The tumor is going to go away too. How long will that take? I don't know. A month? A year? The tumor is going to go away. At some point, this meat's going to become so rotten, the tumor will go away. Once the tumor goes away, it's not available anymore. Can you eat it? Never. That's for sure not. I'm not talking about that. Can't eat it? No matter what, you can't eat it. Tumor's going to go away. So what do you see? If the tumor's going to go away, right? if the tumah is going to go away, then it's not min be'eino mino. It's really the same min. If you look at it a long term look, it's not min be'eino mino. It's min be'mino. Why? I have non tumah meat mixed with non tumah meat. Min be'eino mino. Min be'eino mino. We had a machlokes about that. Rabbi Yehuda says it's not bottle. The Chachamim say it's only bottle if it's a carbon. And we had all that. It's all going to come back. Okay, that's the first shita of Rabbi Chista. Rabbi Chanina Amar, just the opposite. Kol she'ef shalo li'yos kamohu. Kol she'ef shalo, if the miyot li'yos kamohu can be like the rove. If the miyot could be like the rove, ain't a bottle. Then it's not bottle. V'chol she'ef shalo's kamohu, bottle. But if the miyot could be like the rove, then it's bottle. Therefore, what did Rav Chista say? Rav Chista said, go back to Rav Chista for a second, because it's a contrast. Rav Chista said, if one piece of shechita meat falls into two pieces of, a minute, what's the second case over there? Huh? One minute, what? One second. The veila, betela b'shchuta. Shchuta ain't a betela b'nevela. If one piece of shechita meat falls into two pieces of nevela meat, what he say? It's not bottle. Rav Chista says it's not bottle. Again, the majority is nevela, it's not bottle. Why not? Because the nevela is going to turn into shechita. Why? Because it's going to spoil. Therefore, it's min be'eino mino. Therefore, it's min be'mino. Min be'mino is not bottle. Says Rav Chista, just the opposite. If a piece of shechita meat fails to two pieces of nevela meat, right? The shechita meat does become bottle in the nevela. Why? Because the shechita can never turn into nevela. Okay? The shechita can never turn into nevela. Therefore, it's like min be'eino mino and it's bottle. They hold the exact opposite. One of them cares about. So what you see from here is that Rav Chista, what's the determining factor? The determining factor is the rove. What's the story with the rove? Will the rove turn into the miyot? Rabbi Chanina holds, will the miyot turn into the rove? Okay? That's the whole machloka. According to Rav Chista, will the rove turn into the miyot? And according to Rabbi Chanina, will the miyot turn into the rove? Okay? You got that? That's the whole dot. Will the robe turn into the meat, or will the meat turn into the robe? But before we get to that, the Gemara says, wait a minute, I'll leave it to man. Who are they holding? These are Amarayim. Who are they holding, Mike? E, I'll leave it to Rabbanon. If they're holding like the Rabbanon, Ha'amri, we said, only Karbanos aren't bottles. But Avo Min B'mino bottles. Min B'mino is a case of bottles. What's he talking about? Will it turn into? Where is that? Who made that rule? Right? And if you go like Shita Yehuda, Amar Yehuda, Basa Chaduta's leaving. Rabbi Yehuda says, well, what are they looking at right now? I don't care what's going to be in a year from now when it spoils, but right now. Right? So the Gemara answers, Edividi min b'minahu, right on the both pieces of meat. What's going to happen? It's going to turn into, who made up that? Right? So the Gemara says, Ela Aliba Rabbi Chiya. No, it's a third person, Rabbi Chiya, Tatani, Rabbi Chiya, Nevela, Vishkuta, Betelus, Zubazu. Nevela and Shechita are bottle one in the other. Look at Rashi, the third line, wide line there in Rashi. Rabbi Chanina made a statement, that statement can be interpreted 100 ways. Nevela and Shechita are bottle Zubazu, says Rashi. Rabbi Chanina and Rav Chista, Mefarshi, Taimed de Rav Chia. They're explaining what Rav Chia meant. Baha Pligi, Rav Chista Savar, Nevela Beshchuta. Right, Rav Chista held. Can the robe turn into the miyot? That's what he meant, right? Amar Rav Chiya, lo shchuta b'nevela, not the other way around. Rav Chiya b'farish ipcha. Rav Chiya held the exact opposite, right? Rav Chiya just made a simple statement: shchuta and nevela can become both the one with the other. That's all he said. Very simple statement. Now, Rav Chanina and Rav Chista had a machloka in that shita. Well, do you go baser the robe or baser the miyot? So the Gemara doesn't let up, because the Gemara says Rav Chiya doesn't have its own sheet either. Rav Chiya liba deman. Who's Rav Chiya hold like?
Yeah, Leiba Darabanan. Leiba Darabanan Ha'amri Olin Hu Delo Bavat Le'adadi. Only Olas can't, only Karbanos can't become Batal. Ha'amin B'mino Batal. Otherwise it can't. Ve'aliba Darab Yehuda Kal Min B'mino Le'b Yehuda Lo Batal. No Min B'mino Darab Batal. For Darab Yehuda. What's going on here? The Gemara says La'olam Aliba Darab Yehuda. Really, Rav Chiya agrees with Rav Yehuda. The key to Amar of Yehuda, Min B'ino Mo Lo Batal. When did Rav Yehuda say his div? That Min B'mino is not Batal. Right? That means, if pig milk, an ounce of pig milk, falls into 1,000 ounces of kosher milk, all 1,001 ounces of us are us in the heat. Why? Because Min B'mino, milk and milk is Lo Batal. So really, Rav Yehuda, Rav Chiya, who said that Nevela and Shkuta, I'm about the one with the other. Holzer of Yehuda, Min Beinu's Lo Batal. However, we're going to qualify Rav Yehuda. Hani, that's only Hechad the Efshele Lemehavi Kavase. That's only where one can turn into the other. Abel Hechad the Lo Efshele Lemehavi Kavase. But if one cannot turn into the other, Batal, it's Batal. Then Rav Yehuda would agree it's Batal. Ubahat Kamiflegi, and here's the Machloket. Rav Chista Savar. Batal, mevatel azlina. When making that determination, can one turn into the other? Can which one turn into which? Says of Chista, can the rove turn into the miut? Right? And only nevela can turn into shchuta. How does the nevela turn into shchuta again? By spoiling. But shchuta can never turn into nevela. Once it checks in, it's kosher, it can never become unkosher. Right? So Chista says, when you're making up these chishbonos, you have to see which one's the rove, which one's the miut. Can the rove turn into the miut? If the rove can turn into the miut, then Rabbi Hood is right. Min b'mino deino batal. And Rabbi Chanina holds, Rabbi Chanina savar, basar batal azlinan. We go after the miut. Can the miut turn into the rove? If the miut can turn into the rove, then min b'mino deino batal. If it can't turn into the rove, then even Rabbi Hood would agree, min b'mino's batal. Right. Yeah, I hear you. This whole thing is a little bit of a chiddush. Now, what's this all doing here? Well, our mission said, our mission talked about robes and miyas, right? Tanan, our mission is like this. Shtei menachos, two minchas, shalom nikvitu. There was no kibitza done on either one. Two minchas and a bowl. Then it's our roots, they got mixed up. So obviously, they were in the same bowl. Right? So they got mixed up. In Yachal Likmot Mizu Bifnei Atmo. Mizu Bifnei Atmo, if you're able to do the Kemitah for one and to do the Kemitah for the other, if you're able to do that, then Ksheiros, then it's kosher. The Imlam, and if you're not able to do that, Psulos, it's possible. Again, what the first case of the Mishnah say? They're a huge bowl. There's two Kemitahs, there's two Minchas in there. No kemitza was done. That's all mixed up. Can I take the kemitza from one, the kemitza from the other, and still be 100% for sure that's the kemitza from Reuven and that's the kemitza from Shimon? Kosher. If not, not kosher. V'ha'acha, and over here, kiva dekamitz le'michada. Right? The Gemara is assuming that they're connected. Okay? The Gemara is assuming two minchas are connected somehow. Even if there's one grain of flour connecting the two piles, so that's the Gemara like this. Wait a minute. Kiva dekamet le'mechada. Once I take the kemitza out of Reuven's, what happened now? I took the kemitza out of Reuven. Now I have Shirayim mixed with Shimon's mincha. I took the kemitza out of Reuven's. Now I have Shirayim of Reuven's left with the mincha of Shimon. They didn't do the kemitza for Shimon yet. Idach havile shirayim. Right? The leftovers is shirayim. Below come avatli shirayim latibla. Tibla means tevel. Tevel means the mincha where the kemitza was not done yet. It's like tevel. Nothing's been done to it. Can shirayim turn into a mincha? No. Impossible. Can a mincha turn into shirayim? Yes. How can that happen? Take the kemitza off. Right? So what about, once I take off the kemitza of Reuven's, what do I have now? I have Shirayim of Reuven mixed with kemitza, with mincha of Shimon.
Can the shirayim turn into a mincha? Impossible. Can a mincha turn into shirayim? Very simple. Right? Now, Mani, who's the author of this Mishnah?
I Rabbanon.
Give me Rabbanon.
Why? Ha'amri olim hudalom avat lehadadi. Hamin b'mino batal.
Right? Right? The shirayim is not a din of ola. The shirayim is not a carbon. So according to the Chachamim, there's no reason why there shouldn't be bittul here. This is not the Chachamim. It's impossible. It can't be the Chachamim. Right? Right? Why wouldn't the shirayim be mavat el v'tev? Why would there not be bittul here? The answer is, it can't be the Rabbanim. According to Rabbanim, there's no reason why there isn't bittul. All the discussion, right? You got that? No. Try not to. Because they're connected. They're connected. There has to be connected. The Gemara won't make sense if they're not connected. Right. Correct. Correct. Right. Right. Ain't a chanami. We're doing that. So what? Well, just keep on. Hold on to your head a little bit more. Ella, pshita to Yehuda. There's no shiloh. This Mishnah could only make sense according to Yehuda. That's no shiloh about that. You agree with that much? Oh, because according to Rabbanan, why isn't it just bittel? Bishlam alamanda amar basar batel azlinan. According to Rabbi Chanina, who held the determining factor is the miyot, right? Batel have, kimavatel. Delechi kamitz meidach. Havile shirayim kihani. What does that mean? The bottle can turn into the mevatel, right? What? Right. Because bottle, what's the bottle? Bottle is the tevel. Have a kimavatel. Does that make any sense? Why is the mevatel the shirayim? Shirayim has more than the other one? That doesn't make any sense. Right? Right. So here's the story. Habatel, which is the kemita, have kimavatel, can become shirayim. How can it become shirayim? Delechikamit me'ida, havel hu shirayim kihani. When I take the mincha, the kemita, off the second pile, the tevel of that pile will turn into shirayim, right? Therefore, the mincha can turn into shirayim. That's the case of min bimino, no batel. El manda batel mevatel azlinan, right? But if you hold like a chitza, Shirayim mikahavi tifla? Can Shirayim turn into a mincha? Impossible. Shirayim can't turn into a mincha. Therefore, what do you have over here? You have a case of min bimino. Min bimino, why can't the Shirayim be bottled into the tevel? Because there's less of it. What? In a chanami. In a chanami, there's less shirayim in this bowl than the mincha. Let it become batel into the bigger one. Why? Because it can never. Why? No. So 1 second. Why is that? I know I had such a hard time with this when I prepared it. Again, bishol mandar basar batel as linan. This mission makes sense according to be chanina who holds. The determining factor is whether the miyot can turn into the rove, right? Right? Batel is the miyot. Have kimavatel. Right? Batel is the mincha can turn into the shirayim. Correct? How is that possible? Just take the kibitza off. Therefore, since the batel can turn into the problem is that's not a miyot. That's the problem. It's not a miyot. I think the miyot is a shirayim. Why? Because there's less of it, right? It can't be.
So the Shita of Mekubetes, Rashi said something basically what you're saying. So one second. So according to Mechanina, the miyut can turn into the row. The problem is that the miyut is not a miyut. That's where we're stuck. So, Shrei Mizuki is less of it.
There's more Shrei
than there is. Because there's more Shrei than there is Kamita. The only issue is the Kamita. Ah, excellent. There's more Shrei than there is Kamita. Therefore, it's a miyut. Therefore, there's more Shrei than there is Mincha. Yes, the two piles, the one that Kamita's already been taken off, that's a smaller pile. Because you already took off the Kamita. We're not comparing that pile to that pile. We're comparing the Shrayim to the Kamita in the other pile. Correct? Excellent. Shkaya. Right? Excellent. We're comparing that to that. Therefore, the bigger pile is really the Miyut. I can turn that into the smaller pile. How? By taking the Kamita off. The other way around is never going to happen. Why? Because Shirayim can't turn into Tevel. Can't happen. It's already been Shirayim. Therefore, it's a Kasha and Rukhita. Shirayim. It's one package. It's a package. Exactly. It's a package. They're all connected. You're going to take the Kamita off. You're going to turn the Shirayim into the other Shirayim. So that's fine. But according to Rav Chitta, who holds that you go by the rogue one, the bigger one, here that would mean the Shirayim pile, that's never turning into a Mincha. It's never turning into a Kamita either, by the way. It's already been done. Therefore, why on earth don't we say Bittel here? And the Gemara answers, Lema Deloki Rav Chiya. This Mishnah can't be like Rav Chiya. Okay? So the Gemara says, well, Hasam Kidi Rabbi Zeira. No, it could be like the sheet of Rabbi Zeira, we didn't get the answer yet. The answer is, because this Mishnah holds like the opinion of Rabbi Zeira. So I'm Rabbi Zeira, Nemra Haktara Bekomet. It says Haktara by Kamita, that you burn the Haktara, you burn the Kamita. The Nemra Haktara by Shirayim. And it also says Haktara by Shirayim. Where does it say Haktara by Shirayim? It says you shouldn't do that. You shouldn't do that. It says, don't do Haktara by Shirayim, right? Since it says Haktara by Shirayim, even though it's not to do Haktara by Shirayim, Ma Haktara will become it, Eina Kovz Adal Tchaveru, just like a Kamisa can never be Adal Tchaver, Af Haktara Hem will be Shirayim, Eina Shirayim Adal Tchaveru. So too, Shirayim and the Kamisa can't be Bittul. Logically, everything we said before, it should work. However, there's a pasuk. No, it doesn't work. It's a pasuk. It's a gzeiras hakasav. Don't tell them. It's a pasuk. Gzeiras hakasav. That's why the shirayim can't become the bittul with the tevel. Why? It's a pasuk. Okay. What we're going to do now is we're going to ask the same question on the other two parts of the Mishnah. How that works? Right. Well, the two cases were where the shirayim gets mixed up with someone else's shirayim, and the mincha gets someone else's shirayim. Three cases. The Mishnah will get the same question three times. We'll mask that at the end. And then we'll be up to date. All right, everyone have a good day and a good Shabbat, and we'll pick up from Tashma tomorrow.